Blog Talk Radio.
Conviction to Zero Redemption by Stephen L. Bobo.
What's up, everybody? Bonezilla here, back, and kidney art, I am back. You know, not even this darn damn thing that's going around in this area, in this world going around, is going to put Bonezilla down. Like I said there, I have no disrespect for people who have to go through this, but you know what? Please do not let it beat you. Keep it up, keep your head up, and keep it going. Like, for one, this is real talk. This is real stuff. This is real things going on, but you need to understand that it can't beat you. All person can beat you is yourself. So right now, I want you to tell y'all to please keep your head up, wash your hands, do what you're supposed to do, stay, put the little mask over your face, whatever you have to do to keep this stuff broke, keep this stuff off of you. So let's get back to some real stuff that's going on in this world today. Let's talk about, like I just talked about, the virus. The virus right now is real. Don't let me joke around, pull punches and stuff like that. I've been joking about it all along and stuff like that, but you know what? It's real. Let's talk about my boys or inside them women inside them walls that can't get out. You know, my whole thing with this is my opinion. And we, and Dollface have talked about this, and me and two other people have been talking about this. If you have a short enough sentence left on the books, if you have anywhere from either, I'll even say year, you got a year till you get out. If it's not a real violent offense, let them out. Because you are causing more problems than what it is. You know, they've done their time. You know, I'm not saying you got to let somebody who's done killed about 14 people. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you let out a sex offender. I'm not saying that either. I'm not saying none of that. The people who go to jails for drug offense, marijuana, not kingpin status, but marijuana. You know, those silly charges that you're just trying to collect a dollar bill on. Do not have them locked up in there. They don't need to have a death sentence already doing a prison sentence. So my thing is this. Why do you feel that it's all right to lock you up with all this stuff that's going around? I just, you know, don't understand it. People do what they want to do. That's how this government rolls. We all know that. That's how this office rolls. That's how it starts up from the top. It starts from Pennsylvania Avenue all the way down to the governor, all the way down to the mayors. So right now, guys, we can only blame the man that's in the White House so much. You know, for one thing, he didn't give all y'all a whole bunch of money coming in here. And watch how many people still gonna vote. I'll get with that in a minute. It's gonna probably ruffle a lot of feathers, but I just want people to understand. This right there, that's all nuts, because I'll come back to that in a minute. But I also want people to understand that I want you guys, please, to be careful. Be careful out there. Because this virus is the real deal. I sit back and watch people that I don't know nobody personally, but I know people that's on Facebook, that's in my groups, and stuff like that, who have loved ones pass. You know, you never want to see somebody who is older pass. You don't see nobody die. But you start seeing people younger than me. You know, my birthday was just this past Tuesday. You know, Monday, I mean, this past Monday. You think about it. I'm about to turn 50 next year. This time I'll be 50 years old. But like I said, there's people younger than me passing away behind this. You know, and they don't even have any type of illnesses that have to trigger this. But people, I want you to understand that this is some real talk. And we need you to know that we all love you. You know, Bozo loves y'all, Bozo loves y'all like Bozo loves the kids. I love y'all. Because without y'all, I don't keep going. But I need you guys to understand that you need to be the person to take change this whole scenario. Make it better. Keep yourself out the line of fire. Wash your hands, like I said before. Wash hands. Stay 6 feet from people. All the stuff they ask you to do, that's what you have to do. I know it sucks. I know we don't want to do it. But guess what? I don't want to do it. I walk through the Kroger's. Me and my girl walk through Kroger's, and we talk all kinds of crazy stuff to people. Man, we got cussed out. I got cussed out today by doing it. I got cussed out
hey,
today.
Mr. B.
Hey, what's up? What you got?
Like we said, we got cussed out today, you know? I honestly believe that this coronavirus has got people so stressed out, so anxious, when really all you really need to do is follow common sense. You know, okay, the only thing that's really different is the six foot social distancing thing. We should have already been keeping our hands clean. This is cold and flu season anyway. We should have already not been in each other's face. The only thing that's become different really is everybody wearing the gloves and the masks and all of that. Okay, I get that. Okay, I get that because nobody is really sure where this virus is originating from. However, you know, America likes to talk. We like to define ourselves as rebels and innovators and, you know, basically everybody, you know, the ones that go against the grain, and we scoff at tradition and all of that because we badasses. Right now, it just seems a lot like we're running scared. It seems a lot like we're running scared, and Americans, we don't do that. So I really want people to keep in mind not to confuse being cautious with being terrified. You don't have to change who you are. You don't have to, I mean, it's not like this is leprosy. This is not the Black Plague. Yes, it's very real. People do die from this, but people also die from the flu. People also die from pneumonia that is due from the flu or a cold. Colds and the flu are also viruses. So if we survived H1N1, avian, swine flu, if we survived the you know, when HIV and AIDS was sweeping through before these new generations of drugs to take care of it, we all took common sense precautions. Keep our cool. Don't let – it's like 1 minute I've noticed that 1 minute we are being – everybody pulled together – It's like we've become extremists on both ends. We either want to come together and help each other out or be just rude and me first and forget you. You know, and I just really believe that common sense shouldn't make us become cowards.
That's so true. That's a good point. You know, you think about what you just said is one heck of a point. Remember your 9/11. When 9/11 happened, everybody was pro-America, pro-America this, pro-America that. Everybody was everybody's brother's keeper. I could even say 9/11, I was even looking for red, white, and blue shirts. And everybody knows that I'm not pro-America for too much anything. But I was at that time. But now, everybody now, it's just like they're out for themselves. And I don't understand it. Like, why are you hoarding toilet paper? Hoarding toilet paper.
Absolutely.
You know, remember back in the day, you know, if you, and I'm talking about some of the people who've been in the hood and had Bob, Big Mama, and Grandma, if you messed on yourself, you were dirty back there, and you didn't have no washcloth, I mean, had no toilet paper, you went and took a shower and got the washcloth out and washed your butt. That's how we did it back in the day. But now,
soap and water is passe.
Right. Holding toilet paper and all this type of stuff. There's no hand sanitizer, you know, just stuff. Like, you know, anytime you like. My girl, what's the place called that has all the stuff in the mall? I can't ever think of it.
Oh.
But, you know, they got the hand sanitizers and the candles and stuff like that.
Bath and Body Works.
They're out of hand sanitizer. At Bath and Body Works. You can't even order online. You know, I get it. We freak out when we see stuff like this, but this is not The Walking Dead. Don't
right.
get me wrong.
Right.
I'm not saying this is not a real true virus. I'm not saying that. It's bad. But if you take care of yourself and take care of your surroundings, you'll be okay. Cover your face. Wash your hands. Do what you're supposed to do. It's a lot of things that you can't do that can help prevent this. They're telling you what you need to do, but a lot of us don't want to even do that. You don't even wash your hands when you go to the bathroom now.
Right.
I don't know how many times I go to the bathroom and I see men go to the bathroom and they don't wash their hands. Do it number one and number two. So there's nothing to talk about. You were doing it anyway.
Right. But here's the part that gets. I'm sorry. Go ahead,
Bob. I said, no, go ahead. I'm not talking no more about this. It's time to get on to bigger, better things. So you go right ahead.
Like I said, it's just, you know, to me, just it's silly. Like you said, washing your hands and, you know, things like that. Why all of a sudden is this revolutionary? We've gotten to where we're letting wipes and hand sanitizer replace soap and water and keeping the house clean. You know, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. That people want to get all up in arms about, you know, it's like, okay, you're not listening to what they're telling you to do.
Right.
In order to keep from getting this thing. But
right.
you hanging on every word that the scare tactics from Pennsylvania Avenue are throwing at you. Think about it.
Exactly.
This man, his quote-unquote facts, and I use the term very loosely, swing back and forth like a pendulum. But we got people taking it as gospel. But when you have certified people that say
exactly.
this is how to prevent it and flatten it, y'all want to question that.
That's right.
So either you're going to listen to it, go ahead.
I said, for one, we're not certified to tell you what to do and not to do. Get that straight. Don't say, well, Bo Zilla and Dollface said, don't do that. Just wash your hands and you guys can go out and go and battle this. I'm not telling you to do that. But mm-hmm. common sense would say, wash your hands. Don't shake everybody's hands. Stuff like that. You know, what happens to the time when you just throw your hand up and like, hey, what's up, man? What's up? You don't have to shake everybody's hand all the time. Because eventually this is going to pass. Why I say that is, America can't take too much more of us being broke. He just gave out thousands of dollars to America. One way or another, this has to get back into the government's pocket. It
mm-hmm.
has to come back one way or another. Don't think you're just going to take this check and there's going to be no repercussions. Cause it's gonna
this
be.
Is why it's called a stimulus check.
I need y'all to understand one thing. If you guys are blessed to get a stimulus pack, I pray that you guys use it smartly. Put it in your house. Put it in your pocket. No, not your pocket. In your bank account. Sit on it.
And well.
Because this time next year, when it's time to file taxes, trust me, you won't be getting all that back. Because what you done got now, he's going to get it back.
Here's the thing about it. Here we go. You know me and my words, right? And you know I love words and vocabulary and all of that. It's called a stimulus check. What is it used to do? Stimulate the economy. Why? Because all the stores are closed, which means the economy is suffering, which means that people are not spending. So what happens?
That's right.
What do most people do as soon as they get their tax refund? Spend money.
Go buy.
What's the first thing you do when you get quote-unquote free money?
Spend
money. Which does what? Stimulates the economy. Hence the term stimulus check.
All right. Okay, real quick, before you keep going. Real quick. Do we have anybody on the line? Anybody wants to come in and chime in on this conversation, please do, because we only got 15 minutes left in the show. So if you guys are there, chime in, and Daniel can bring you in.
Chrissy Wilson is here.
All right. Well, turn her in. Then you have to get out. Let her come on in.
Yep, I'm going to jump out, and I'm going to jump her in.
All right. Yeah, guys, if you guys want to come in, please call in. We got 15 minutes left, and I'll be doing some more shows like that where I can bring people in who want to talk. Because, you know, sometimes I might not have the answer. Somebody else might have some. So, is Chrissy, are you in?
Hi, I'm here.
Hey, Chrissy. Well, thank you for coming to the Bozo Village Show. Welcome to the Kelp. What do you have to say about what we're talking about, this stimulus project? What do you think?
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, BFF, about how, you know, nothing is free. And we were just talking about how saying you just got a stimulus check from the government. People just filed their taxes. They just got money back. Why would people think, oh, I'm getting me some more money? No, it's not like that. It's you're going to have to pay that back with interest. Either they're going to take it out, or if you know, it's still going to be interest no matter what. It's
sure
not
is.
Something free. It's not something, oh, we feel so sorry for you. Here, take this. I know you're not working, because like eventually the country will come back. Everybody will get back to work eventually. And, yeah, you're going to have to pay that back. I wasn't looking forward to it. Yeah, because I'm on disability, so I wasn't really looking forward to it. I operated my finances like I wasn't getting it anyway. If I get it, if I don't, I'll be okay. Because I wasn't operating on like I'm going to get it. And
I
think that's what people should feel anyway, because even if you do, you don't really, no. Like, just put it aside, like you said, in a separate account, or hide it somewhere, just so you can give it back when it's time. So
Yeah, I agree with you, because that's what I was saying, too, because I'm on SSI also for illnesses, and as right now, I checked my account today, I don't have it, but I know a couple people have already got theirs. Now, my thing is, like I said, set up a shop for it. Hold on to it, because like we just said, it's got to go back sooner or later. They're not going to give you thousands-some dollars and don't think they're going to give it back to you if you didn't work for it. They just gave it to you. Ain't nothing free. Ain't nothing free. Ain't nothing free.
And
you got to be quick.
Go ahead.
I said, don't go out buying these big screen TVs and these new shoes and the red bottoms and all that kind of stuff. You have extra money, but why do you need some more? Don't take that free money and go do that. Set it up.
And you think about it. BFF, if you get a stimulus, regular stimulus check after you do your taxes, you give it right back. It's like Danielle said, it stimulates the economy. You're not investing in property. You're not investing in your children's education, stocks, bonds. You're not making your money work for you. You give it back every year. You get an income tax check, a stimulus check. And that's what they plan on. Especially if you're poor, underprivileged, single parent home, you're working at the car wash as a side hustle. You give it right back, and they don't care. You can get $5,000, but you give it right back to them.
Yep, you sure do. I bet you any amount of money. If the mall's open tomorrow, all y'all who got some stimulus checks will be right in the mall at the Foot Locker. And the gym get you brand new outfits and red bottoms and all that type of stuff, and your jewelry and all that type of stuff. That's what you would do.
Yeah. Giving it right back to them. Not investing.
Yeah.
Not trying to think ahead for the future. Just give it right back to them.
Exactly. Like I told everybody in my group, and I used on my mom, I said, if I get a stimulus check, I'll put that money into the pipeline or back into my book. That's what I'm going to do because, first of all, that money really is not mine. This was a gift from somebody. I call it a gift from God if I get one. And so that money can go right back into the pipeline. I'm going to help these kids out here really need help and do something for my book. That's what I'm going to do.
Right.
I'm not going to go buy me some brand new gym shoes or TV. I got 245s right now. So why do I need them?
Or a car or something like that. Worth, you know, the engine about to go out, and it's worth more trouble than it is. And
that's what you do. Put it back into your community. Go do something for the homeless. You know how many homeless people right now?
Right.
There's a guy out of Atlanta, guy down in Georgia, South Carolina, who feeds the homeless out of his pocket. He's on Facebook. I'll find out his name. I'm bringing him in for a show. He feeds the homeless out of his pocket. He does lunch, breakfast, and dinner. He feeds them twice a day and gives out a bottle of water and juice and stuff like that. So you tell me that man doesn't need to be blessed? Come on. And he doesn't expect it back? And he's giving the word and stuff like that. Come on, man. Seriously?
And you know what? And you know what I'm also thinking about the coronavirus? I didn't say social distancing. No, I haven't heard. Maybe you have heard, BFF. I haven't heard anybody saying about, you know, it's in the prisons and, you know, people are protesting about it. But what about homeless people? If they're in tent cities and they're crowded, nobody's saying nothing about the homeless people and they're in social distancing and they're being exposed to the coronavirus.
Is that because they can't put back into society? That's right. That's because homeless people, if inmates, we don't count.
They're not productive, quote unquote, productive citizens.
That's right. That's why they're trying to say when you're in prison, they want to call you a returning citizen. But if you're a returning citizen, then you get your rights to vote. You should get your rights to bear arms. But you don't get someone only get that back. Well, how are we returning citizens?
No.
But a homeless person out there in the middle of nothing happening in life. But yet, you want them to come back and get you right by this country. They can't eat. They can't wash their clothes. But yet, that's how y'all feel. But yeah, just like you said, there's no social nothing. They can't be around each other because, you know, this corona.
Right.
That attacks everybody, just not the elite. Oh, yes, I said the elite.
Right.
The elite, that 1%. But you're saying you want to keep the homeless and inmates like we some kind of fucking animal. You see, that stuff is shit that burns me up because it's not fucking right. You want to treat us like we're something totally different than anybody else. Get the hell out of here with that. All right,
They want to represent you, but you can't vote.
Come on.
How are you going to represent me and I can't vote?
You want to
tax me, but I can't vote. I'm an ex-felon.
That's right.
I can't vote.
That's right.
I can't do this. I can't. But you want to represent me, but I can't.
That's right.
I have no say in that.
You don't have no say. That's what people don't understand that. You know, that's what burns me up about this country. And I say this country, and that's what I say. I want to say that, oh, yes, I'm American. Oh, yes, I love my country. I love the people in this country. I love my troops, but I don't love what this country stands for. My grandfather said a long time ago, he's gone now. He's a long time ago. He says, this country has everything that happens in this country has it coming to it. Because you know when you do dirt to somebody, it always comes back to bite you. All the dirt you do in the dark, it comes to the light. And so right now, America is catching that blunt. You know, that's not, you know, first of all, it was 9/11.
Right.
It was 9/11. Y'all still didn't learn. Now you're doing this. Are you going to learn? Are you going to learn now? I doubt it. You're still acting like a bunch of asses. That's what America does.
Right. While I can respect the office of the presidency, I can respect the office and what it represents or what it should represent. But that doesn't mean I have to respect the person that's sitting in that space.
Come on now.
Especially where you're doing the people. I respect the office of the presidency. I respect the office of a mayor. Doesn't mean I respect the person who's sitting there who actually has that title if you're not doing what you need to be doing as a public servant.
That's so true. But it's like I said, I don't like to cuss and get upset, but it burns me up that people will definitely come out and say stuff like that. Come out, like you said, the homeless. They have a point in this where they're born in this country. They have a social security number. That means they're more than a damn number. So what does it mean that you can't take your time out and do stuff for these people? Seriously? You can't do nothing for the guys who are behind them walls? They might have a prison number, but that's not the social security number that you gave us when we were born.
That's
we
all
got a
that
number.
It is. It's about
we got
numbers.
We got a number for we were born with a number, so you put me inside a prison institution, I got to have another number. And most likely that number happens to me inside the institution. It's more than the number I get when I'm born with. Because I know my prison number more than my security number.
And that shouldn't be. That should not be. And, you know, America is all about numbers because they're all about capitalism. They're all about the bottom line, the dollar, how much they're going to make, and what
that's right.
one person, that elite, how much they can make and how much they can get over. It's about it's been about capitalism since the early days. Don't get me started what I learned about the humanities class and all these other shit. Man, capitalism. Money.
I know.
Us, me.
And you know what? And what's so bad about that is as people, us, are like that because that's what we're bred to do. Me. That's what we are.
Right.
We are me.
Right.
That's it. So how can we? How else can we do anything else if we are always talking about me? Oh, hell, I know
right.
I say me all the time, and that's not right. I say me before. Sometimes I even say me before my child, before my daughter. Oh, I need this before
mm-hmm.
she needs that. Come on now. We are bred that way because
yeah.
it's intertwined into our bones, into our blood. We are all we're all that type of person that says me. You know what about me?
And that's
what about
me? You know,
yeah.
when I end my
right.
my Facebook post with one love, I mean it, BFF, and you know I mean that because I say like,
uh-huh.
I have a shirt, I have glasses, I anything I get that has hearts, smiling faces, and I say we need more love. I mean that. It was not a mistake that my nickname,
love.
One of my nicknames was Love Buggy. My dad used to call me that.
But
so,
it's right, though. We need
did.
To understand more of that. We need that more in this country. And that's the reason why we're having so much problems dealing with the stuff that goes on, because we have no love for
yep.
each other.
Yep.
That's exactly
right.
why we have this much problems. Because the people, like I said, the people behind these walls, we're the ones we need to love them. Even though they did make a mistake,
yes.
I made a mistake. I still make mistakes.
Exactly.
But, you know, I got that mistake put me behind the walls. But I won't do a mistake like that again. But the people right there need to understand they made a mistake. A lot of them have. Quit burning bridges
yes.
behind them. Let these people out and do what they need to do. Quit tripping.
And think about
the people that are homeless.
Think about this.
The people that are homeless.
People have made mistakes and hadn't got caught. You ain't no better than
that's
anybody.
Right.
Those people behind the walls just got caught. They got caught up and or they got caught. Everybody has done something.
That's right. That's so funny what you said. That I remember being a CEO and saying that. I just tell the guys inside the joint, we're only one mistake of being right here behind you, right here next to you on Christmas. And damn if I wasn't behind it, and the next Christmas, I was sitting right there next to him. So, and now that's a CEO. But what I'm trying to get y'all to understand, like you just said, we need to come together as one, quit pointing the finger at everybody else, point the finger at yourself now.
Yeah.
It's so easy to take one finger and point. It is.
Yes, but when you point that finger, think about when you point at your finger, and you got 3-4 fingers pointing at yourself. Your index finger is pointing at that person, and then your other 3 fingers are pointing at yourself. That means you need to look at yourself a little bit more before you talk about anybody. Nobody is you born into the world with sin.
Come on now. Come on now.
That's right.
There's only one person in this whole universe that was born without sin and died because he didn't do enough of it. That's Jesus
right.
Christ. That's a man right there who was born in this world without sin, but they killed him because he didn't have it.
Right. 90 seconds. We need to die.
I got 90 seconds. I don't understand anything behind that. How can you get born in this world with no sin, but you get killed? They kill you because you didn't have none. So how does that
right.
make any sense? Is that what this world's about? Because somebody had no sin, they're going to kill you?
Since the beginning of
time. And that's
exactly
what they did you. That's right. That's
and
right.
you killed
well,
the
we got
and they don't want to. Okay. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Are we about to get off here? I want to say thank everybody for joining. Thank you, Christy, for coming. Thank you, Christy,
no
for coming
problem.
In. Like I said, anybody who wants to come and do a show, just let Danielle know, and we'll get it focused. We'll get it in. I want to say thank you, guys. Please wash your hands. Stay clean. Keep your blood out the streets. Stay in the house
if
you got to. Yeah.
Universal
if you got to go outside,
common sense.
Common sense. If you got to go outside, cover your mask up. Cover your face up. Just be careful.
Yes.
Love. Make sure take care of them babies. Keep the babies out the street because I don't want to do a little speech about them on the show. So please, Mozilla loves y'all. Mozilla loves y'all. I want to say peace out. Don't forget to look up for the book, C2R. It's coming soon.
Yes.
You've seen the poster.
Yeah.
It's coming soon. You hear me beaching right now? Wait till you read the book. It's going to explain to you who I am.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Much love.
One love,
Mozilla
guys.
Out.
One love.
Dollface, I know you out there. Thanks for coming in. All right, y'all. I'm out for tonight. Peace out.